6 o'clock in the nation's capital, and it's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A minor crash involving two vehicles turned into a three-car fatal wreck on Route 301 in Upper Marlboro last night. After the initial fender bender, one of the drivers got out of his car to check the damage, only to be struck and killed by a third car passing by. The name of the victim has not been released. No charges have been filed in the case. Another fatal crash, this one in Texas, claimed the lives of three daredevil storm chasers.
Some of the people says you're crazy, and the other half says, I want to go with you.
Storm chaser Kelly Williamson reflecting on the risks and rewards of his perilous profession.
Every storm's got something about its own personality.
Williamson, one of three storm chasers killed in a crash while pursuing a tornado in Texas. Police say it happened when a black Suburban driven by Williamson ran through a stop sign and collided with a Jeep driven by another storm chaser. Williamson, his passenger, and the driver of the Jeep were all pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Reed Binion.
One of the suspects in that alleged rape at Rockville High School has a date in court.
Maria Mena's client, Jose Montano, is one of two Rockville students charged with allegedly raping a 14-year-old girl at school.
I think the only reason this case has received the attention it's received is because of the fact that they're not legal.
A court hearing is scheduled for Friday. Mena thinks new evidence, which she says shows the girl texted her client and agreed to have sex, should convince the court to take a second look.
Our contention all along has been this is not a rape. This was a consensual act between two juveniles.
Police have maintained, though, that this was not consensual. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
That suspect, Montano, is part of a recent wave of immigrants that poses more challenges than what we've seen in the past.
There are a few reasons why today's immigrants aren't getting assimilated into society as well or as fast as the last great wave a century ago, according to Stephen Camerota, the Center for Immigration Studies. Chief among them is World War I and the strict legislation that halted further immigration afterwards.
Immigrant communities were no longer refreshed by new arrivals.
Another reason, he says, speaks to the economics.
The period we are thought to have successfully assimilated immigrants is a period of wage compression in between the top and the bottom.
But the opposite's happening today, he says. Another big factor, technology, keeping them in touch with their home country and culture. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Expect plenty of sparks when lawmakers return to Richmond to work on a budget that's been cut up by Governor Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe says he had to go find extra savings after President Trump put a freeze on federal hiring and put out a budget that cuts spending to restore the Chesapeake Bay, among other program cuts. McAuliffe's already put Republican lawmakers in a bad mood after vetoing 40 bills this year. For the second straight year, though, Maryland lawmakers have passed a budget with relative ease. The $43.5 billion plan includes an $860 million rainy day fund. Democratic negotiators credit Governor Larry Hogan's office for taking a hands-on approach to help get the deal done. But not everything cheery in Annapolis either. Despite a veto threat from the governor, Democrats in both the House and Senate have passed bills by veto-proof majorities that would forbid the state from using vouchers or charter programs to fix struggling public schools. Governor Hogan says the law will effectively force kids to stay in failing schools. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,701, the Nasdaq at 5875. In sports, the Wizards take their first division title since 1979 with a win over the Lakers. T.J. Oshie's second goal of the game gives the Caps an overtime win over Minnesota. Alex Ovechkin scores a hat trick for Washington. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see?
When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, a couple of our early problems. Let's go first on northbound 5301. If you're coming out of Brandywine, pushing north, the incident before you get to Surratt's Road, that's where you're under police direction there. On I-97 coming out of Glen Burnie, we now have two of three lanes open on southbound I-97 before you get to Benfield Boulevard. That's before Route 32. So plan for the extra time. Normally don't see much of a delay here that early on. For 270, boy, we are lined up pretty solid here out of Frederick, beginning right near the Monocacy, off and on down to the exit 4109. So I'm watching that closely for you. No problems reported on to the 270 spur. Across the Legion Bridge looks good. 66. Starting to see more of that volume on the increase through Manassas and Centerville. Update sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm announces a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off famous name-brand mattresses only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and mild. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. A north breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 57 in Centerville, 53 in Germantown, 59 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Mattress Firm. Look who ventured out of the woods in Chappaqua, Hillary Clinton, and she's talking politics. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
607 on WMAL. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 635, Mark Morano with the Climate Depot on the president's decision to roll back Obama-era climate rules. At 705, Matthew Elliott on the Brexit vote. The big vote is coming, and he'll give us the details on that and what it means to you and me. 805, Doug McElway's been covering that Rockville case for the Fox News channel. He'll be here at 805. And at 835, acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham will join us to talk about the fact that D.C. will continue to be a sanctuary city. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, Brian. There is a 20-year-old woman. Her name is Maggie Archer. She's from Missouri. Well, at least that's what her Tinder profile says. The age of dating virtually. And you know, people always have a hard time. They get anxiety over how to put together their profile for their dating profile on Tinder. Mm-hmm. Well, this woman seems to have found how to do it. She just, her profile just says, send me $5, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently...
By PayPal, right?
I would assume by PayPal. Yeah, PayPal, exactly, by PayPal. And apparently, there are men who send her $5 to see what happens. Guess what happens?
What?
Nothing.
She unfollows them.
She unfollows them. She takes the $5.
She unmatches them, that's right.
Which is brilliant. So as soon as she is matched with a guy and he inquires and asks her about the fee, she says, well, send me the money. Send the $5 and you'll see what happens. And she's all the only thing it gets them is they get unmatched. She has apparently been very successful with this. And she is, I guess this is real. There's a picture of her. Well, there's not a picture of her. There's just a picture of her. But it says, what will $5 get me? Send it and find out. How should I send it? U.S. mail. She says, PayPal. And then she shows money received. All these people who were sending, these guys who were sending her. And she even posted the best possible use for Tinder. She posted that on Twitter. And they're still doing it. She's received money for more than 20 paying matches. That's a little bit more than $100 just for one sentence on her bio. Some men have offered her even more. The most she's ever gotten from anyone was $10, though. Some men get creepy, assume if they offer a lot more, like hundreds, something will actually happen. Which, of course, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Which, when you come right down to it, is the business model behind pretty much every strip club. So have you ever, I want to say it's a scam, but have you ever given someone money and regretted it later on? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Have you ever given someone money? Because I don't want to say scammed, because this isn't really a scam. This is just you being stupid. It's like John Podesta giving out his email when someone said to him, to that fake, the guy who was the hacker. It's the same thing. Have you ever given someone money? Now, I have. I will admit it. I got, this was actually a scam by someone that a group of us knew, we had been friends with, we had interactions with, we go out with. Thought he had cancer. He has cancer. This is terrible. He's going through all these things. We held a fundraiser for him.
Yeah.
No cancer. No.
Wow. That's criminal, by the way.
That is criminal.
I don't think what she's doing is criminal, but...
What she's doing is not criminal. But have you ever given some money to someone and later regretted giving them that money?
You know, Mary, the other day, I got this email from a guy who said he was a Nigerian prince, but who was exiled, and all he needed, and he would be willing to reward me, because he got my name from a friend of a friend of a friend, and he would be willing to reward me handsomely if I would just fund him a little bit of money to help him get back into power and give him a little time to reclaim his crown as a Nigerian prince.
Wow, would he get like a place in the cabinet or something?
I thought, look, if I give the guy $100 and I get back, $1,000, well, that's a pretty good investment.
That's a wonderful investment. So, and so where are you? Did you give him direct deposit?
No.
So you give him access to your account and you could just direct deposit?
No, I didn't do that at all. But, I mean, this is as old as the internet.
It is.
I mean, and it's as old as mankind, really. There are always going to be con men who are out there to take your dollars from you. The one I'm getting a lot of right now is this thing that where you they keep asking me to click on this file about something that has to do with like a plane reservation or something like that, and you know that it's not real.
Right.
And if you click on it...
You're going to regret it.
Can you please explain this bill? And I'm going, what? What bill? And then you realize, oh, no, I'm not touching that one. That's the one, because that ultimately could be theft of your identity, and that could lead to a real... So, they're out there everywhere.
Yeah, 888-630-9625, but not necessarily even something on the internet. But listen... And if you want to know what I'm talking, Judge Judy would not exist if people didn't do this, because I love Judge Judy. I love me a good judge show, especially when people get yelled at and she yells at people, and I love it. And you will see just a parade of people who gave money to someone who was a friend, and the friend was going to pay them back when they got their refund check from their taxes. They were going to pay me back when they got their refund check.
Right.
And then either the refund check never comes, or they spend it on something else and they never pay their friend back.
Right.
And I think that happens more often than not. I think a lot of people loan money to friends or even to someone they were dating. Yeah, the other one. Well, I put the money up for the vacation and she was going to pay me back. And the person never pays them back, so they wind up in our courtroom, where your trial will be heard for a live audience.
Court, that's right.
And that's what they do. And I do think that it happens to a lot of people. I think it's happened to most people. You're trying to be a nice person. You're trying to do the right thing, and you wind up regretting it in the end. Dan and Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Dan.
Good morning. I listen to you guys every morning. I want to say I love your show.
Thank you, Dan.
So what happened? You gave somebody money and regret it.
Yeah, I was deployed in Afghanistan, and I met this girl online while I was over there, and had been talking for 3 or 4 months. And lo and behold, she's like, oh, I need to get out of this house. My ex-husband keeps coming here, breaking in, yada, yada, yada. He's being abusive and everything. So I loaned this girl $2,000, thinking like, okay, she's going to pay me back. No big deal. So long story short, I get back from deployment. Turns out she's still married to her husband. And then I never get the money back at all.
How did you meet her?
I want to say it was like Plenty of Fish or something like that.
So you, in hindsight, you feel really foolish about it. Like, I felt really foolish about it. You know, you're like, boy, that was a learning experience for me. And I will never, ever, ever, I don't care who you are, ever give someone money again. You know, I'll figure out a way, like, I'll give you food or something along those lines. But I don't think I would ever give someone money again. That's a lot of money. I'm sorry to hear that, Dan.
Sorry, thank you.
But it was a learning experience, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We'll get more of your calls coming up, 888-630-9625. We also have some other things to talk about as well. It is 6:15.
On WML, that's time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this on Maryland's I-97 crash to the shoulder now. Now, you still have some delays southbound as you come out of Glen Burnie. Just be aware, before Benfield Boulevard, accident is over to the shoulder, but still a bit to check out. That's before you get to Route 32. Out of Brandy, a long line up here, northbound 5301 up to Surratt's Road. Crews dealing with the crash. No problems to report, and looks like the signal lights are working properly on 210 at Wilson Bridge Drive. Let's hope it stays that way. Crossing the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge, great time to get going. Top side of the Beltway, Maryland, slows now as you approach New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds this morning, sunny skies this afternoon, high of 66 tonight, clear skies 41 tomorrow. It should be a pretty nice day, 58. But then tomorrow night, light rain after midnight, and the rain will continue into Friday. The low tomorrow night, 44, the high on Friday in the low 60s. On Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the 60s, but it'll be a lot of clouds around. Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is now 6:16 on WMAL.
Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line.
Have you
between
ever
love and
given someone money?
That's so hard to
expecting to be repaid. It was a loan. Or you paid for a vacation trip and they're going to pay you back. And you never, ever saw the money again. And man, did you feel foolish afterwards. There is a woman on Tinder who has found a foolproof plan. She said, it's not illegal. I'm not promising anything. I just say, see what happens. And people, men, right, are sending her $5 to, right, see what happens. And what happens is she just unmatches with them. Mike in New Windsor, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Mike, did you loan someone money and never got it back?
No, actually, I did this years ago. They used to send these chain letters out.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's decades ago.
Yeah, and they used to be like 10 names on it, and you took one of the names off, and you had to mail $1 to everybody. On,
oh, that. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Pyramid scheme, right.
So I thought, okay, for less than $20, I'll try it. And nothing happened for like 2.5 years. And then all of a sudden, I got like $1,300 in the mail, $1 at a time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That is amazing. That's Mike.
Now my under $20 was gone, but then, you know, I didn't even think about it. Like, where the hell am I getting all these $1 bills from?
It's a good thing you didn't move.
Well, it worked out.
Yeah. All
right. Wow.
Thanks, Mike. That's an interesting story.
888-630-9625. I don't recommend that, though.
No.
888-630-WMAL. Alec in Maryland. Alec, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary. Who'd you give money to?
Good morning. Yeah, when you guys talked about this, I was like, oh, my God, this reminds me of this lady who brings her daughter to my house. And I've never seen her before, but she claims to be a Waldorf, to live in Waldorf, which is close to White Plains. And I'm like, oh, okay, so she's a neighbor. And she has pictures on a billboard of her daughter in the hospital getting treatments. But it's, you know, you don't know what it's for. You see the ID, the kid looks sick. And she said, well, she has cancer. It's a rare form of, I don't know, some kind of cancer. And, you know, we don't have enough insurance. It's costing us millions, blah, blah, blah. The whole sob story. So I was like, I felt terrible. So I invited them inside. She had some coffee. We spoke for a little while. I wrote her a check for $100. Well, after she left, I'm talking to my neighbor about it. He goes, oh, she's a scam artist. Everybody knows about her. And what had happened was, her kid was sick, and their insurance didn't cover everything. So they, you know, she went around trying to get the neighbors to help out, and they did. And it had been paid for long, you know, before. But she just continued the routine because it paid so nicely.
Well, I'm
back to my house like a year later, and I revealed to her I knew the scam, and she ran off the property as fast as she could.
I just can't get past the fact that this woman just shows up at your door. You don't know who she is, and you invite her in for coffee and give her $100.
She was amazingly good at making me feel sorry for her. She was a professional. Because she got, you know, once she got out of the original neighborhood and her kid got well, she figured, well, let's continue in other neighborhoods.
That is, you know what, and the thing that stinks about that, Alec, thank you for sharing that. The thing that stinks about that is then when people legitimately really do need, they wonder why people don't give, because
you
people
wonder,
have been burned, you know?
Yeah.
888-630-9625, Joe in Walkersville. Joe, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Who'd you give money to?
I've given money to several people, but my philosophy is, you ask me for a loan, I'm going to give you the money, but I'm never going to expect you to pay me back. And if you pay me back, that's a bonus. But for example, I lent $500 to a guy one time. He gave me $50, and then 3.5 years later, he gave me $600.
Wow.
So you got paid back.
Yeah, with interest?
Yes. And I said to him, I said, I only gave you $500. He said, I know, but, you know, I have some money now, and I sat on this for how long? You didn't bug me or anything like that. So, you know, if you pay me back, it's a bonus. If you don't, I look at it as a gift, and that's the only way I'll lend money to anybody.
Yeah, wow, Joe, that's awesome. That's a good outcome there.
You also have the right attitude. You'll never wind up on Judge Judy, Joe.
That's right.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. I want to get Dave in Warrington in here. Dave, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Mary, to whom did you loan money?
Yeah.
Well, the old adage, don't loan money to your family.
Yeah.
I had an older brother, and when he got married the first time, needed help, so I loaned him $25,000 to help get his house. Got divorced, and I didn't see a penny. Got married a second time. I loaned him $35,000 to get the house. I didn't get paid back from that. And then he got into some issues, and I come to find out that he needed $26,000 to keep the house from being closed on, repossessed.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen one penny back yet.
Yep.
Wow. What is that? Yeah. What is Thanksgiving like in your home?
They don't come for Thanksgiving anymore.
I can only imagine.
I mean, to do that to family, right. Man, that's a special kind of twisted right there.
Dave,
thank you for sharing that.
I have a story that I'd like to share that I've never shared on the air. When we come back here in just a second. And it has to do with a loan that somebody gave me that I have been unable to pay back.
And I've wanted to talk about that for a while.
It's 6:22.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0101.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It is 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's get you in from the west on 66. Currently, no incidents reported. Love to see that. Not heading only just up to the Beltway, but through Falls Church and into Arlington. On Route 7, however, I am seeing some delays quickly forming, threading eastbound, inbound Route 7 before you get to Beulah Road. Looks like we've reported a crash in that area, so just a heads up and an alert. Let's get you Maryland on I-97. Much better if you heard me talk about the crash all last hour, southbound I-97 before Benfield Boulevard, before Route 32. That has been cleared over to the shoulder, and the delays have actually cleared out, so you can now use that. Northbound 5301, though out of Brandywine, still slow to the incident at Surratt's Road. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky around for the morning hours, and with the gray sky, I think we'll see temperatures stay mild and not rise much until sunshine breaks out, especially by this afternoon. A little north breeze at 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 59 degrees on WMAL. We're watching Cubs to Talk. You know, we're talking about being scammed. I didn't scam this person, but when I started my broadcasting career, I was in radio in my hometown. I wasn't making a lot of money. It was just a low-paying first job. Yeah. And then I got this opportunity to join a TV station in Amarillo, Texas. And it's 300 miles from my hometown of Odessa to Amarillo. And I needed for the first time to start driving my car. I'd been in a company car. And so my car needed some work. And I honestly didn't have two nickels to rub together. I was so incredibly poor back then. And so there was this lovely girl that I dated named Jimmy. J-I-M-M-I-E. And I was telling her about this, and I really didn't expect her to solve my problem. She says, I'll lend you a couple $100 to get your car fixed. And she lent me $200, which at that time, in her life, was a lot of money. In my life, it was a lot of money. And I went and got my car fixed, and I went on, and I was able to go to my new job in Amarillo, Texas. I had my car, and I was able to find some success in Amarillo, and then eventually made my way in a few years to Washington, D.C., where I found some success in broadcasting. If you call this success, I do. I've not been able to find her to pay her back.
Oh, so you've tried to find her.
I have tried endlessly to find her. Part of the problem is that her name is a man's name, Jimmy.
Right.
And then I don't know what her
is
married...
Is that her real name?
Yeah, that was her real name. And then I don't know where her married name is either.
But a lot of times if you put in, especially like on Facebook or something like that, if you put in her
first name
and then...
Oh, no. I have done this. I have looked and looked and looked and looked and looked. And I would like nothing more than to pay back that debt. But I have never been able to
find... Well, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I used to live in Odessa, and my parents named me... This whole Mary thing is just a sham. My real name's Jimmy.
Yeah. Now I'll probably get now some of those emails.
Exactly. Just send me $5.
Jimmy, if you're out there, I just really want to pay you back. 628.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique 3-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Your business is growing, which means now you need to hire more people.
Oh, the searching.
The emails.
Where do we start?
ZipRecruiter. Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, ZipRecruiter makes hiring simple. One click and your job is posted to over 200 job sites. Use ZipRecruiter's dashboard to easily screen and evaluate candidates and find the right hire fast. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. Now try ZipRecruiter free. Just click the banner now or go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
President Trump rolls back President Obama's climate rules. Was that a good idea? What's it all about? Mark Morano with Climate Depot will join us after the news. 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Enjoy your show and your sense of humor.
You're always right, and I love listening to you.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
Ooh. That's good stuff. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm John Matthews. President Trump's executive order rolling back regulations on climate change has opened the door for China to claim a leadership role on the issue. A spokesman for the Chinese government says it'll stick to its promises to curb carbon emissions. China is the world's biggest emitter of industrial gases, but it has promised to cap coal use and reduce its output of carbon dioxide. Here's a voice you haven't heard in a while.
Obviously, the outcome of the election wasn't the one I hoped for or worked for, but I will never stop speaking out for common sense benefits that will allow moms and dads to stay on the job.
Yes, Hillary Clinton making her first extended political appearance since the election last night at a women's business conference in San Francisco. Without saying his name, she blasted President Trump for having what she claims is the lowest number of women in an administration in a generation. Coincidence or not, though, the president is expected to drop by a women's empowerment panel hosted by his wife at the White House this afternoon, along with many of the women in his cabinet, including the Secretary of Education and the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 20,701, the NASDAQ at 5,875. In sports, the Wizards beat the Lakers. The Capitals beat the Wild in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. It's time to march into summer. I know, it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal, my 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge! How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty.
Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer, all you have to do is point, and then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
People are just so happy when that junk is finally gone. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, Washington homeowners. Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you thinking about your future? How about your retirement plan? Listen up. Rental property earns you equity, appreciation, tax savings, and cash flow for the long haul, all while someone else pays your mortgage. The rent estate rush is here, and rents here in the D.C. area are on the rise. Now is the time to capitalize on renting out your home with Renters Warehouse. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Their rent estate advisors will find and warranty quality tenants in just a few weeks, meaning if those tenants don't work out for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, plus 24/7 property management for just one low flat monthly fee of $99 a month. So make your move into renting and invest in your future with Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7. Extra patience and time for sure to get by the crash. Eastbound, inbound Route 7 before you get up to Beulah Road. And I'm looking at delays just after the Georgetown Pike. So just keep alert through that stretch. 66, no problems reported on the Greenway and onto the toll road. Still at a nice, easy pace through Herndon and Reston and pushing up through to the Beltway. Now, let's go Maryland. Cleared is the incident. Northbound 5 at Surratt's Road. Now we're just trying to clear out the volume behind that now. DC 295 and trying to get to the 11th Street Bridge on the northbound side before you get to the exit for the 11th Street Bridge. That's where crews are working with the broken down car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds early and mild weather in. A north breeze though and developing sunshine as we get into the afternoon. 66 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 57 in Chantilly, 53 in Kensington, 58 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 7:05 will be Matthew Elliott. He is with Vote Leave, and that was a pro-Brexit organization. He's going to explain to us what is happening today with that. At 8:05, Doug McElway from the Fox News Channel is going to be joining us, and he has been covering the Rockville High School story in depth. At 8:35, we're going to have Acting Metro Police Chief Peter Newsham joining us to discuss recruiting efforts, progress on finding some missing black girls, and immigration policies in this area. It is all coming up. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
My administration is putting an end to the war on coal. I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations.
And with that, the president rolled back a whole scad of Obama-era climate rules, regulations, etc. Joining us down the line is Mark Morano with the Climate Depot to help us understand exactly what has happened. How important is this, Mark?
Well, this is very important economically. What Donald Trump done, first of all, he's kept his one of his major campaign promises when it comes to energy and the economy. And second, this, because President Obama bypassed democracy as president and did all this climate regulations through executive orders by ordering the EPA to regulate what Congress refused to do, which was pass climate bills, Donald Trump was able to easily undo it with the stroke of a pen. Now there's going to be all sorts of court cases, everything else, but it's very significant in that he is now officially reversing the Obama climate policies. And as you can imagine, Brian, heads are exploding across all the climate activists.
Well, there are 23 states, so nearly half the states are opposed to what the president has done here. What can they do?
Well, first of all, they're going to do a series of lawsuits trying to stop this. The states like California, for instance, will start imposing their own, even more draconian rules to try to compensate for this. But, that's part of what Donald Trump's message is. This is about federalism. If states want to, if your state wants to start regulating coal plants and other things beyond what the EPA has ever said, they're allowed to do that. This was getting rid of the one-size-fits-all mandate from Washington, which is one of the things that Trump campaigned on, and one of the things anyone worried about the energy sector has said, we don't need a one-size-fits-all solution from Washington. The bigger thing that's happening here, though, is this had nothing to do with climate change in terms of President Obama's executive orders. Even if you're worried about climate change, Trump's being called a planet killer. This is being called the first step to human extinction by people like Michael Moore. These EPA regulations, not only do they have no impact on anything, if you believe the science, they don't even impact global CO2 emissions. They're pure symbolism when it comes to the climate. But it's all about central planning and bean counters and bureaucrats managing our energy economy from Washington. That's really what Donald Trump did, was an economic decision. Had nothing to do with the climate, because these regulations had nothing to do with the climate.
How can you get back the jobs that are gone, though? I don't understand how this creates jobs, because a lot of we've had mines that have shut down. We've had plants that have shut down. We have companies in that arena that have gone out of business. I don't know how you just magically bring them back now.
Yeah, and that's a problem. I mean, the coal industry, if something's dead, it's hard to resurrect.
Right.
But there were a lot of plants that, that can now come online that had been canceled because of these regulations. There's some plants that could be reopened and modernized. And there's also a lot of other energy regulations just across the board in terms of factories and other things that had a lot of onerous regulations that can now be lifted. So it can only be a good thing, first of all. And it also sends a signal. What Donald Trump's whole message, basically economic message, is he's telling people, America first, we're gonna tell China, everyone else, he's threatening tariffs. At the same time, he's telling American business, come home, America. We're going to get rid of a lot of these regulations that you left in the first place for. So, and you see what's happened with the stock market, maybe not the last few days, last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But in general, there's an optimism, and he's just trying to bring American business back by the philosophy of deregulation. One of his key advisors, Carl Icahn, is said to be behind this whole move to deregulate America, bring American business home, and there's going to be a whole general boom. But he's specifically targeting the energy sector here, and even coal. This will help coal, even though, as you said, Mary, it's going to be hard to resurrect something that, may be already dead in many important ways. Not dead just because of regulations, but also because of fracking has hurt coal greatly.
The new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has said that it is possible to have policies that are both pro-growth in the business world and pro-environment. How do you do that? And a lot of people would say that you can't have both and that these Obama-era regulations were definitely a benefit to the environment. I know you disagree, but, I mean, how can you have both?
It's one simple word, Brian, technology. Since 1970, we've radically improved our air and water quality while at the same time increasing our population and our economic growth. It has happened. It can happen. And just because Obama, without congressional assent, did some kind of executive orders that came on because of ideology, and they actually, when Obama passed these climate executive orders, John Podesta would be on TV saying we need these regulations because the storms are getting worse in order to fight global warming. Well, first of all, storms aren't getting worse. Yeah. They're actually extreme weather is declining. And second of all, even if you care about global warming and that's your number one issue, this has nothing to do with it because this doesn't even affect emission levels.
Yeah.
Period. And even if you say, oh, the UN doesn't even affect, this analysis on UN treaties doesn't even affect temperature over 100 years using UN science
right.
and models. It's all nonsense. So in terms of a clean environment, this has, this, these regulations that he's overturning were actually put in place to fight global warming, had weren't even sold as environmental regulations
right.
in that regard. So what Donald Trump is doing is just freeing American business, and it may be too late for the coal industry, but it can only help the remaining part. Coal's still a big player. You know, fracking may be passing it up in terms of energy, but in terms of producing electricity, but coal is still there.
Okay.
And they have technology now. They're radically cleaner than previous coal.
We got to leave it right there, Mark. We're out of time, but thank you so much. Greatly appreciate
thank you.
It. It
thank
is
you.
Now 6:44 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
For handmade Oriental rugs at a fraction of retail, this is it. After three generations in business, Persico Oriental Rugs is closing forever. Why pay retail when you can save 60 to 70% on all handmade rugs, new and antique, all sizes, 2x3s to palace sizes, all 60 to 70% off. Now at Persico Oriental Rugs, 303 Mill Street, Vienna, Virginia, just off Maple Avenue. Call 703-281-3838. That's 703-281-3838.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go around the Beltway in Annandale. It's just been about a little bit of volume here this morning. No incidents reported. Good through Tyson's. Top side of the Beltway, normal delays for Silver Spring and to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Now, Route 7, culprit is the crash, and we have an unusual backup forming just after the Georgetown Pike, and it's a solid lineup. The crash is before you get to Beulah Road. 66, the lineup extends as you head through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Northbound 5 out of Brandywine. Seeing some breaks in the delays. Had an earlier incident northbound 5 at Surratt's Road. That's been cleared. Now, for 295, this delay continues to grow. If you're heading north side of Oxon Hill and taking 295 from the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge, there's a broken down car before the exit for the 11th Street Bridge, causing that big backup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By the cooler air will be settling in over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think we'll really feel it by tomorrow morning. Clouds in this morning and mild. Developing sunshine, though, through the day. Should be a sunny commute home. North breeze, 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds up to 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. Continued fallout from the case that has sort of gripped the attention of the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
This tragic alleged rape at a Rockville High School that is still under investigation. According to several reports, the school system and the county are now in the process of doing a complete audit of all security at all high school, all middle schools, and all elementary schools. There are some 25 high schools in Montgomery County, and they're now going to apparently go back. They've hired some private consultants to come in and give them their best sense of, you know, whether or not the security plans that are in place are actually effective security plans. And there was this one little nugget in this thing that sort of caught my attention when I was reading these stories, that in the high schools, just the high schools, there are 5,000 video cameras. In 25 high schools.
That's amazing.
That's an amazing number. Maybe that's a, you know, total cameras, but even at that, it's an amazing number of security cameras. And so one of the things that was brought up at Rockville High School was, yeah, they had like 105 cameras in the school. and they weren't monitored in real time.
And we still don't know if there are video cameras that record anything, right?
Well, they do record, because what they said was, well, if something happens, we go back and review the tape to see if there's any evidence.
Okay.
So they are recording them. But one of the parents at that time raised a very good issue, and he said, why aren't you monitoring the cameras in real time in an effort to prevent incidents from occurring rather than looking at the tape after something happens? I think it's a great question. I mean, if you have these security officers, would one person assigned to monitor the cameras and to watch them and to zoom in and look at things when there's some curiosity about what's going on, would that not be, as it is in like in every department store in America, at casinos when you go, in airports, they got people watching the cameras in real time. So it seems to me maybe that is one of the most important things they could do, is take the technology you already have, but do it in proactively rather than reactively.
Well, and that's what we tend to do. We tend to be reactive.
Yeah.
What are they doing now? They're reactively checking all the security systems. Checking their security plan. That's what we do.
I do suspect that around the area that a lot of schools are sort of double-checking their security plan. Not a bad idea there. So that is continuing to go on. And by the way, coming up at 8:05, we'll get the very latest on the Rockville case from Doug McElway at Fox News, who's been covering this story extensively. And there are new developments. It's now 6:50 on WMAL.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners love dealing with payroll regulations and compliance issues. It's fun, exciting, adventuresome. And when we miscalculate and underpay our payroll taxes, well, the enjoyment we experience is nearly as much fun as gargling with razor blades. I mean, what's not to love? Well, small business owners, I'm sorry to report that my fifth company, Patriot Software, is going to deprive you of that payroll joy forevermore. It looks like you'll have to spend your weekends doing something other than cleaning up your payroll errors. We provide free setup, free support, guaranteed accuracy, and our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Plus, if you want us to deposit and file your payroll taxes for you, we can do that too. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Well, how your money doing? We need to check in at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Stock futures are mixed ahead of the open on Wall Street. Samsung is holding an event in New York today to show off its newest smartphone. The Galaxy S8 is expected to come with a voice assistant and an improved camera. Samsung is hoping to move on after last year's exploding Galaxy Note 7 debacle. BlackRock is overhauling its active stock pricing business. The world's largest asset manager is cutting jobs, dropping fees, and relying more on computers to pick stocks. British Prime Minister Theresa May officially triggering Brexit, signing a letter to invoke Article 50 some 9 months after the UK voted to leave the European Union. The letter will be hand-delivered to the European Council President in less than an hour. Stocks to watch today include Toshiba, the nuclear unit. Westinghouse has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Sanofi wins approval for a new eczema treatment. The injectable drug treats forms of eczema that can cause intense itching and bleeding. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed rate mortgage higher than 2.875% with an APR 3.12%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Call 800-780-68 to take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR 3.12%. Before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-780-68, 800-780-68, and remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital, and remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
It is now 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7, commuters eastbound jam trying to get up toward Beulah Road. Looking at delays right near the Georgetown Pike, so get ready. And as you know, if you take this every morning, if you're seeing those delays, commuters bail out onto 193 Georgetown Pike, and that will pick up the extra volume for sure. So everyone needs extra time there. If you are using the Greenway or the toll road coming inbound, that is perfectly fine with your travel lanes open. That looks good. Heading to the 11th Street Bridge, let's get you into town for 295 northbound. Major delays as you come off of the Beltway. What was happening before the 11th Street Bridge had a car that was broken down. Tow truck was there at last check, so hopefully that should be cleared momentarily. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky greets us on this Wednesday morning, but developing sunshine will come on in. We'll modify nicely before the cooler air comes in. You will notice a change by tomorrow morning, maybe back to a heavier jacket. 66 with a north breeze today. Tonight we're clear, cooler, down near 40. 30s for the suburbs. Sun and a few clouds on Thursday, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is 6:57.
My girl. I knew you would like this. Talk to you about Gracie, little Gracie Peterson of Henry County, Georgia. She's 6 years old, and she attends Locust Grove Elementary School, where there was recently father-daughter dance from 6 to 8 o'clock. And I know for some schools, this is a big deal. My nieces all went to the father-daughter dance,
really?
And they had them into junior high. And it was a big deal.
I am so glad I missed this experience.
It is. Like, I know my nieces got dressed up, and my brother took them out to dinner beforehand. Yeah. And he said, listen, I wanted to teach them, and he does other things, but teach them how a boy should treat them. Opens the door for them.
Well, and that is important. I agree.
Opens the door for them, holds their chair for them, you know, the whole bit. And this little girl, Gracie, wanted to go to the father-daughter dance, but she doesn't have a daddy. Mom's a single mom, and I'm going to guess dad is nowhere to be seen. Nowhere. So mom decided to dress up like a dad. So she went online. She found out how to put on a mascara to make it look like a beard and everything. And she wore a hat and she put her hair back. And she does. It's cute. She kind of looks like, you know, she's trying
like
to be
dude.
Dad here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She kind of looks like a dude. And plaid shirt, bow tie, hat and the whole bit. Well, she responded, paid the $20 and responded. And she was told by the principal the day of the dance that, no, you cannot come. You
wow.
may not come in lieu of dad. The school does have does say that you can bring a male figure in lieu of dad. Any family or friend, father figure could
a
attend.
Grandpa, an uncle,
a cousin,
yeah,
anything, a family friend,
right.
who is male could attend. And apparently, I guess this girl doesn't have any of those in her life. I don't know why, but mom said she was going to dress as a man. Mom was going to step up and do it. So now it is a thing. Big deal.
It's a thing.
Right? Because, of course, mom went to the media. She says, well, it's hard for my daughter.
And this is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. So, you know, her daughter's, no, why? Why can't I? Why do I have to be the one missing a dad? And I'm like, well, you might want to ask your mom that question later in life.
Yeah.
mom said she's been bullied at school. When kid told her she doesn't have a dad because she's fat and ugly, and which I'm sorry, but kids are kids and kids are cruel, and I firmly believe that that happened, but that happened when we were kids too. So, and I'm not saying that bullying is right, but I feel badly for the little girl, and I do think that the school probably is going to wind up on the short end of the stick on this one.
Yeah,
you know, it just like but
look, I hate that they had to take a stand on it. I also hate that this poor little girl, you know, found herself the subject of all kinds of attention.
Exactly.
That was unwanted.
Exactly.
Well, listen, coming up on WMAL.
Coming up, we are going to talk about some immigration issues and a Massachusetts mayor warning illegals that there might be some ICE raids coming up.
And we'll get you the very latest on this big Brexit vote that's taking today and what it means to you. 7 o'clock at the nation's capital.